Select Committee report.
A bill that'll ban prostitution on South Auckland streets has drawn concern from the New Zealand AIDS Foundation, represented in a submission to Parliament by policy analyst Jason Myers.
Passing the regulation of prostitution in the specified places bill has the potential to do damage to our management of HIV in this country. I want to stress that criminalising any aspect of sex work makes it difficult for condom distribution programs and related HIV services to have a real impact. Why would a sex worker carry a condom, for example, when that condom could be used as justification for arrest, as suggested in Clause 13 of this bill? We have a proud history in this country of enacting legislation rooted in human rights and social justice, and the Prostitution Law Reform Act of 2003 is just one example of many.
Though Gordon Copeland, a former MP who was in Parliament when that bill was passed, also made a submission to the Local Government Committee and recalled one trip he'd made to South Auckland.
To basically do some parliamentary field study ourselves, girls as young as 14 were selling their bodies in an atmosphere of drugs and heavy binge drinking. Quite honestly, I felt ashamed at that moment to be a citizen of New Zealand and to think that we, as a parliament, had decided that such activity could be legal.
In support of banning street prostitution in South Auckland, Mr. Copeland cited public feedback.
The people who came to us, particularly in Auckland and Christchurch, were the two areas where this has been the biggest problem, want to see street prostitution brought to an end. The question is, do we have the political will to do it?
But Jason Myers said more laws weren't the solution.
There have been many attempts around the world to regulate street-based sex work through the kinds of zoning that this bill provides, and in every case they have failed. Sex workers either have just not bought into the law, or indeed what has happened is they have been pushed out to more dangerous areas. So there's international examples where bills and laws such as this have failed.
AIDS Foundation policy analyst Jason Myers making a submission on the Manukau City Council Regulation of Prostitution in Specific Places Bill, a local bill in the name of Labour MP Ross Robertson. Elsewhere this week, a bill establishing a framework for charter schools was the subject of submissions to the Education Committee. Charter schools are effectively state schools run by private companies, and that caused concern to Principals Federation President Philip Harding.
We're very concerned that this is an attempt to undermine our very successful public school system. The research shows that these schools will not outperform public schools. They tend to be more racially segregated and are hostile to children with special needs or from lower socioeconomic groups. They do not save taxpayers money, and they will not be accountable by the processes of parliamentary and accounting scrutiny.
And that was a point picked up by Ombudsman Dame Beverly Wakeham. She agreed charter schools will lack public accountability under the proposed legislation.
First of all, we're concerned about the unconstitutional nature of the exclusion which exempts these schools from the Ombudsman Act and the Official Information Act. We believe it is a constitutional anomaly. Historically, state-funded agencies, particularly those which operate under a statutory regime, have been subject to these acts, and the application of both regimes certainly ensures that state-funded agencies are accountable to the taxpayer for the expenditure of government funds.
Dame Beverly said public-private partnerships can still function effectively when subject to the OIA.
The direct analogy is with private prisons. There has not been, in our experience, both when private prisons were first introduced and now latterly when they've been reintroduced, where there has been any problem in complying with the requirements of these acts.
Dame Beverly said there was no reason to exclude charter schools from the scrutiny of her office.
You know, after 50 years of the Ombudsman Act and nearly 30 years of the Official Information Act, the operations of the Act have really, if ever, not in my experience anyway, brought anything to its knees. Nobody's died. So oversight by the Ombudsman and the application of the Official Information Act are fundamental safeguards to ensure that all partnership schools operate best practice and their pupils are not endangered.
Ombudsman Dame Beverly Wakeham making a submission on the Education Amendment Bill setting up partnership or charter schools. Wednesday saw more than 10 oral submissions on the bill, only one of which was in favour. That came from Sabbath Rest Advent Church, who said it would allow for more faith-based schools. The Education Committee will hear more submissions on that bill next week, with one due from the New Zealand Union of Students' Associations. I'm Rhys Lyon, reporting for ParliamentToday.co.nz with funding from the Office of the Clerk.